Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 15th day of Nisan, first day of Pesach, Topshin Pebeis. Masech Dekloim, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Beis. Oris, if you have an oris, that's a row of vines that's been draped over poles, over forming a canopy. Shehu Yotze Min Had Madrega, and it's coming out from a step on a mountain slope. They used to make steps on the mountain slopes to allow places for planting or sowing. And if you have the vines that are planted in this way on a step that seem to be now gently covering over the field down below, on the step down below, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Im Omed Ba'aretz, if a person would stand on the step down there below, Uvoitzer es Kuloi, and he can collect all the grapes of the vines, of the grapes that are coming, that are stretched over the field, it'll prohibit it to plant or to sow anything on the step below, on the field down below, not only underneath the vines, but 4 amas away from it. So we would view as if we would view the vines as if they're planted down below, and therefore we have to keep away 4 amas, 4 cubits from there, from all on all sides, and then so. But if he's not able to harvest, to pluck the grapes of that canopy of vines, but without stepping on a ladder or going up the step, then it's only prohibited to sow vegetables or to sow other grains right under the canopy of vines itself. But outside, as soon as one has gone outside of that area, one can sow, even if it's within 4 amas of the roots of the vines. Why? Because they're planted on a step. So they're considered separately. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af hanoteya achas ba'aretz va'achas ba'madrega. Rabbi Eliezer is now talking about a different situation. I'm not talking about a canopy of vines, but rather one who plants 2 rows of vines. 1 row down below at the foot of a mountain, and 1 row of vines above, on the step above it. Im gevoya min ha'aretz asor tvachim, if the step is more than 10 tvachim above ground, where the upper row of vines are, eino mitzdarefesima, then that row of vines will not join with the row of vines down below to be considered 2 vines growing together, which make up a kerem. Two vines next to each other constitutes a kerem, a vineyard, which would then require a distancing of 4 amas all around before you could plant anything else. However, because they are separate and it's more than 10 tvachim above that, above the ground, therefore it's considered, each row is considered as a single vine, and therefore you only have to keep away the minimum of 6 tvachim. V'im lav, if however the madrega, the step, is not 10 tvachim high, harehe zomitztarvesima, so we say that the upper row of vines is considered joined with the lower row of vines, and therefore what they constitute 2 rows. 2 rows makes a kerem, a vineyard, and one must keep a distance of 4 amas on all sides. And this is the halacha of the Rambam Paskins this way. Mishnah Gimel. Amadle es hagefen al miktsas apifioras. One who drapes a vine over some of the trellises. So you have these sticks that are spread over poles, and they're forming a trellis, and one drapes over them the grapes, the branches of the vines, and then that's called an oris. It's called a, as we said before. Now, it's also called a kerem. It has the din of a kerem, the din of a vineyard. The supports on the sticks that are that form the bed or the netting, the trellis over which he drapes the vine, they're called the apifioros. And our Mishnah is telling us that one who lifts the branches of the vine, of a single vine, spreads them over part of the trellis, Leyovi zera al tachas hamoso, then he's not allowed to sow any other grains, any other kinds, under the balance, under the area of that trellis where there's no no vines growing there, where he hasn't draped them over there. And the reason is because the rest of the trellis is designated for the growth or the further growth of these branches of the vines. And therefore, if you sow under them, as effectively sowing other grains, other things that are under the vine, even though there's no vine there yet. Imhevi, what happens if a person did sow directly under the balance of the trellis, where there are no vines there? Loikidesh, he hasn't yet prohibited for Abahana, he has not made a mess of the zera, of any of the seeds, only the grains that he is growing. It's not called Kilei Kerem yet. Why? Because it's not yet under any canopy of vines. But Vimhilei HaChadosh, if eventually he draped the vine and the branches over the trellis and they kept on growing over the zera, also, then that will be any grain, any zara that was sown underneath the balance would be osur, and would have to uproot it, because now it's directly under the vines. V'chein hamadle, similarly, if a person drapes a vine, al miktsas ilon srak, over some of the branches of a non-fruit-bearing tree. Now, if there's part of the tree that's not yet got any vines draped over it, would you be able to sow under the branches of this Ilon Srak, which doesn't have any vines yet on it? The answer is no. Mishnah says you can't. Why? And that's because since it's an Ilon Srak, since it's a non-fruit-bearing tree, he's quite happy to leave it there as a base for the vines. So therefore, it's very much similar. It's very similar to the case of stretching the vine over part of the trestle, where we say it's going to eventually move across, and therefore you can't even sow under the area where it hasn't yet moved across. And the same thing with the Ilon Srak. Sowing under this non-fruit-bearing tree, it too is designated there for the vines to creep over and crawl over it, and therefore he's not worrying. He's quite happy for it to cover all of the Ilon Srak, all of the non-fruit-bearing tree, so you can't sow under the area of the non-fruit-bearing tree, even where there's not yet any vines.